What is up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 151 of Strong the Iron Will Way. So you've probably all heard, I'm positive you've heard it, you've probably used it, I know I have, at least one or more of the following expressions, right? Everything happens for a reason. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be, right? Things like that. I want to talk today about how those kind of expressions and that attitude can be helpful, but I think they can also be problematic. And it all depends on kind of how we use them and what context and how that affects our thought process behind them, right? So let's just take everything happens for a reason, right? Now, I think that is a very helpful expression, mindset to use when things go bad, right? Because I think we're always looking for why did the universe allow this really bad thing to happen? And this can be something in the big picture, relatively minor. So let's say the company that you work for gives you notice that you're being laid off or that they're going to be closing. And then you say, well, everything happens for a reason. There's got to be something, you know, better out there for me. Good way to use it, right? We could also use this in something major when there is a tragedy of any kind, whether that's there's a human cause behind it, or there is just Mother Nature, right? We can say, hey, you know, everything happens for a reason. There's got to be some reason that this terrible thing happened. The problem with that expression is that it gives too much power to things out of our control. So, for example, get notified that your company's going to close. Well, everything happens for a reason. I guess there's something else, you know, around there for me. And then we sit around and wait for what's going to happen next. What is the universe going to do to us next? Where is it going to spit us out in this, tornado? I think we have to look at that differently. We have to look at that. It depends on how we interpret that information. If we say, all right, everything happens for a reason. That was not meant to be my path. I need to look for something better. What am I going to do instead? What am I going to do next? How am I going to take this seemingly negative situation and turn it into a positive? That is powerful, right? That is what that expression is meant to be. You know, if it's meant to be, it'll happen, right? I feel like this probably begins in fucking high school when your first girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. And this is the way you justify, well, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and it'll, you know, they'll come back to me later. This is another fucking crock of shit. This one's probably worse, right? If it's meant to be, if it's meant to be. If it's meant to be, sounds like you're just allowing the fucking universe to hand you whatever you're meant to be, right? So, again, let's say you are on this path of... Well, I'll give you guys a perfect example. You guys have heard me talk about this many times. Before we opened Iron Will, I was working at a job in the fitness industry, but definitely not having my own gym or having anything like that. I worked for somebody else, a big company. Everything was great. Started training some people because I just missed training. Got the opportunity to buy an existing gym. Talked to my wife about it. That kind of got the juices flowing again about owning a business and, you know, just kind of creating this new thing. And in my mind at the time, it was not what Iron Will has become. It was something totally different, but I was super jazzed about the idea. My wife and I sat down. You know, she even said, she goes, this is an opportunity. This is what you should be doing, right? You should be running a gym. You should be owning a gym. You should be creating this thing. This is the universe giving us the opportunity. You know, let's take it. We agreed that this was what this was, and it was time to say yes. So we said yes, began to put plans in place, and that fell through. Okay? Now, at that point, it's very easy to invoke the old, well, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and just accept that, hey, that came off the table. I guess that's not what's meant to be, and then go back to my job and stay there forever, right? Because if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and then somehow, magically, this fucking opportunity would drop in my lap again at some later date that I could have this vision that I thought I was going to have, 6 months ago. Total bullshit. So what you have to do there is say, okay, and again, you guys have heard me refer to a book called The Obstacle is the Way. The Obstacle is the Way is very similar mindset, but a much more empowering mindset. Because what The Obstacle is the Way says is, okay, an obstacle has dropped in my way here towards this, right? We decided that my destiny, quote unquote, is to do this, but bam, this gigantic boulder just fell in the way of this river that I'm going to cross, and I can't do it. So I'm not going to sit back and say, well, if it's meant to be, it'll meant to be, and cross my fingers and hope that some other opportunity lands in my lap. What I have to do then is be proactive and say, okay, this is a sign to direct me on a different path. I have the same goal. I'm not going to just abandon my goals because I got an obstacle. You know, perhaps this is a way of the universe testing my resolve. Do I really want this? Am I really worthy of this big goal? Because if I am worthy of it and I do really want it, I'm going to have to prepare to battle unforeseen circumstances and challenges to get it. Because if no one's going to just fucking hand it to me. So what we had to do then is look and say, okay, maybe this plan A was not meant to be. What is our plan B? Let's develop another idea. And that's when we started to look around and say, hey, let's just start our own thing. Forget taking somebody else's thing over. Let's start something new, something different. Let's look at what's going on in the industry and do something that's not out there. Let's not do what everybody else is doing. Let's create something from scratch. And then boom, 3 years later, Iron Will is what it is today, right? But had we just decided to accept our fate and say, well, everything happens for a reason. That must have fell through for a reason. And if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And sit back and wait, nothing would have fucking happened. And I could have gone to my grave saying, well, you know, it just, that's what happened to us. And this fell through and it didn't work, right? So I want to caution you guys to use that expression in an empowering way. So let's say, for example, in our kind of world, we're on a mission to get in shape, right? We begin our working out and eating properly processed. We're, 3 months in, we're starting to get somewhere. And then we get really sick, right? We get really sick. We can't go to the gym. We can't eat properly. We miss 3 weeks of working out and eating properly. We've taken considerable steps backwards. Again, this is an easy place to say, well, I guess it's not meant to be this time. I guess I'm not meant to be in shape. I'll just go back to being out of shape and feeling crappy because that's what's in the cards for me. Fucking wrong. No, this is a test, right? This is a test to say, hey, do I still want this? Can I still stay on track? Maybe that 3 weeks of not being able to work out gives you an opportunity to, you're stuck at home and you're sick and you're not at work. You can read and learn more about eating for fat loss. You can educate yourself more on different ways. Let's say you have an injury and you fucking break your ankle. Okay, so what are the options? Give up and say, well, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and everything happens for a reason, so I broke my ankle, I can't keep going to the gym. Or you say, all right, let's challenge things here. Obviously, if I can't run and do any conditioning and use my legs and my large muscles, I'm not going to be able to burn as many calories. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to really double down on dieting and nutrition, since that's really the key to losing weight. Maybe this forces me to learn the importance of that, where prior to the injury, I could justify just eating shit and trying to do lots of cardio. And now I'm going to learn that doesn't work. So when I come out of this injury, when I heal up from my ankle injury, I've learned how to eat properly, and that was the whole point of the injury. Maybe I've learned how to find things to do with my upper body that I never considered before, right? Maybe I'm boxing now and using my upper body to get conditioning when I would have just thought about going for a job. These are all very empowering ways to use seemingly negative circumstances. Let me give you guys one last example. So this past week, for any guys that are here with us at Iron Will or just follow us, you'll know that, you know, 9 of our ladies competed in a powerlifting contest. The contest had 22 entries. It was a women-only contest. We had 9 women in it. This was something I never would have imagined, even as little as a year ago. That was never really our intention, to have a competitive powerlifting gym, but it just so happens that in the process of empowering people and making people stronger, a lot of people just seem to have a predisposition to this, and it opened up my world and mind to powerlifting. So that's not something that I've ever done or been really closely related to. A lot of our coaches are quite into it, and these guys helped prepare the ladies for it, and it was awesome. It was a fucking awesome event. But one of our women, Peggy, who's been training for this for ever since she touched a barbell, she just had some really exceptional strength for somebody that's new to lifting, and in her 50s, just when she started, and she's already doing pretty astronomical things. She decided a while back that she wanted to compete. She was training for her first competition. I think that was set for 6 months ago. And in training, she got injured, which is something that just happens when you're training at this high level, and these high intensities, you're pushing your body. She got injured, and she debated driving, pushing through it or not, still competing. And we had a difficult conversation, probably 8 months ago, and I suggested that she not do the competition. And she was very discouraged and very upset, and it felt like she was wimping out. And I had explained to her that this is normal process for an athlete. This is not about wimping out. I have no doubt, and I don't question her mental fortitude, toughness, dedication. This was my decision and her coach's decision that she needed to be smart, listen to her body, and hold off for another 6 months and allow herself to recover. This was a very difficult lesson for her to learn, but again, this was an easy way to say, hey, I guess it's not meant to be, you got hurt, give up, or hey, let's learn from this, how to listen to your body, how to recover more. It caused her to seek out some different approaches to getting better, and sure enough, she found, the best doctor, chiropractor, kind of a person to help her, which I would imagine she wouldn't have found if she didn't go through this, right? So she learned about her body, she learned how to recover, how to train, how to eat, the importance of patience, and a lot of valuable lessons from this seemingly negative setback, okay? So fast forward, she heals up, she's in good training, getting ready for this competition this past weekend, and she undergoes some extremely intense family challenges, more than most people will encounter ever in their life. And she reaches out to me about continuing with training and competing in the face of these circumstances. Now, we decide that this is a different scenario. Her body's okay, and mentally and emotionally, this is really difficult, but I know that she has the strength and the fortitude to do it. She knows that she does. She needs a little bit of reinsurance that I give to her. And we decide to go forward, because going forward is going to be more important to her mental, emotional state than giving up. So again, this would be an easy opportunity to say, hey, it's just not meant to be. This is the second time I've been ready to compete and something bad has happened. The universe has handed me these cards, and I guess it's a sign not to do it. Bullshit. Completely wrong. This was the universe's sign to say, hey, I'm going to give you an opportunity to prove to me how fucking strong you are, and let me see you still do this in the face of this adversity. She went forward and did it, kicked ass, inspired hundreds of people. If you see any of the Facebook, Instagram posts with her name in it, there's just literally hundreds of people that are inspired by Peggy and her strength, both physically, mentally, and emotionally. And think about if she had not done it. Not only would she have felt disappointed in herself, but those hundreds of people that she's inspired would not have been inspired, would not have been given this gift. So you think about how many of those people now might might follow her and use her as inspiration. You know, this whole thing, these nine women competed in this event because 6 months ago, another one of our women, Jean, competed for the first time by herself, total rookie, not really knowing what she was doing, but she did so well and got so much out of it mentally that she inspired, you know, these other eight women to jump on board this time. I don't think if you would have asked Jean a year ago if she thought she would one day be the inspiration for other women to compete in powerlifting, she would have never in a million years said yes. So I just want you guys to really keep in mind when these negative things happen and these adverse situations occur, which they will, use those expressions and those phrases that we throw around so easily. Use them wisely. Use them in a way to empower your control of the situation. Understand that your reaction to these situations is what is in your control. Yes, we cannot control the circumstances all the time. You know, one of my favorite expressions, and I'll leave it with this, is one of empowerment. We can't control the waves, but we can learn to surf. Think about that one, guys. Have a great day.